Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip are our various actions that we do, their positive and negative aspects, and their relationship to ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are here at your service humbly talking about our various actions and their positive and negative aspects, as well as their relationship to our ubudiyah. Now, let's kind of start off with the second aspect. All of our actions have a direct or indirect effect upon our ubudiyah, right? The actions that we do, if they are good actions, if they are permissible actions, if they are wajib actions, obligatory actions, if they are halal actions, they are permissible actions, lawful actions, then these actions will have a positive impact upon our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. But on the other hand, if our actions are negative actions, they are actions which are haram actions, they are prohibited actions, or so these kind of actions will have a negative impact upon our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. And so the good actions will help us, the bad actions will be harmful to us when it comes to ubudiyah. Now, we have different parts of our body which will perform different kind of actions. So our hands, either they will, you know, conduct in writing or perhaps defending ourselves or, you know, being aggressive and bullying somebody else. Our eyes can either look at good things or bad things. Our tongues can either say good things or say bad things, right, as well as our ears and our feet and so forth. So we kind of want to go and talk about the positive aspects and the negative aspects of each one of these. Of course, keeping in mind that every single one of these parts of our body or these actions that we do and we undertake, these actions have an impact on our ubudiyah, right? So if they are good actions, they will have a positive impact on our ubudiyah, and it will move our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah forwards. And of course, if God forbid, they are negative actions, they are things which are considered to be the disobedience to the Almighty Allah, then of course it will be harmful and destroy and prevent our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah, both of them, you know, respective of how good the action is or how bad the action is. Inshallah, we continue after the break.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Brothers and sisters, ikhlas in our actions, in everything that we do, not only in our prayers, which we're doing qurbatan Allah, but even in our social interactions. If a little bit there's nafs in it, a little bit looking for name and fame. Let me give you an example. Sometimes this happens in Muslim organizations even. In work that we want to do for the name of, in the name of God, in the name of religion. Once Bahlul was watching some individual, he's making a masjid. So Bahlul came over to him. He said, "Who's this masjid for?" He said, "Of course, the masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He says, "Is that the case? Let me put my name on the masjid, Bahlul's mosque." And the guy said, "No, why should, my name should be on it. I should be, I'm doing all of this effort. Lack of ikhlas. I want my name to be on it. I'm doing Islamic work, but I want there to be somewhere, some notification, some, people know who's making all this effort. I want everybody to know, everybody to recognize." Outwardly, very much Allah, ikhlas, Islam. Inwardly, what is it? Is it really ikhlas? Does it matter when I'm doing Islamic work? Does it matter if somebody else takes credit? Somebody else's name is on it. Does it matter to me? Will I still do the work? Somebody else is going to get credit. They're going to benefit. People will know them. They're the mu'mineen who did such and such. Do I still participate with the same amount of ikhlas and with Bahlul and this other guy? If you're doing it for God, God knows. If it's done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever's name is there, does it matter? God knows. If it's for him, it shouldn't matter. The guy, when he heard Bahlul say that, he said, "Look, whatever name you want to put on it, Bahlul's mas, somebody else's mas." He realizes there's no ikhlas there. They said that eventually Bahlul ended up putting an ayat of Quran on it, right? But the idea of, from a practical point of view, is sometimes the reason that I won't cooperate with others, can't work with others, can't do projects with others. Part of it is sometimes that we have a difference of opinion. Part of it sometimes maybe I want credit. I want my name to be there. Let me give you an example from some of the shuhada, the ikhlas that they had. There was a shaheed and his name was Ismail Daqaiqi, Ismail. So what happened is that the brothers noticed, they said that when we would come into our bunkers at night, we would see that our boots had been waxed. Ismail Daqaiqi is the commander of the entire base. We will come into our bunkers at night and we see that somebody has come in the night and is waxing the boots of the other mu'mineen. And nobody knows who this is. Ikhlas. Middle of the... Let no one know. The more I can do work for Islam and nobody know that I've done anything. I'm an unknown soldier of the Imam of my time. I'm not on the front, I'm not in the, right? But God knows. That's what's important. They said, later we checked, we find out after checking, it's our commander.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
ما Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about in the previous segment how our actions, if they are positive, will have a positive impact on our ubudiyah. And if our actions are, God forbid, negative actions, then they will have a negative impact on our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, actions, of course, are pretty much broken into our body parts, the main sensory aspects of the human body. So let's talk about, for example, with our feet. Now, we can use our feet in negative aspects, which will have a negative effect on our ubudiyah. And that is what? Well, that is, for example, going to a club or going to a casino or, God forbid, going to places which are even worse than these two. Going to these places, of course, not only do they have a lot of various branches of bad things, which we are also doing apart from that, but if we just limit ourselves to where we are going and where our feet are taking us, even though we are taking our feet, it is not our feet that are taking us, but still, these are the negative aspects and they have a negative impact on our ubudiyah. Now, on the other hand, so one, we need to prevent ourselves from the negative aspect. The other one is to encourage ourselves towards the positive aspect. So what's the positive aspect here? Well, of course, go to the masjid, go to the community center. If you are going for the sake of the nearness of Allah, then going to school, going to work, going back to your houses at the end of the workday or the school day. Going to the Kaaba, going to ziyarat of the imams, alayhim as-salam, going to Masjid al-Nabawi, going to the Kaaba, as we said, on Hajj or Umrah. These are all things that we can do with our feet which are positive aspects, and they will have a positive impact on our ubudiyah. Our ears is the same thing. We can either listen to haram music, or we can listen to backbiting and gossiping, and we can listen to lies, or we can listen to swear words. Or these are the negative aspects, and they have surely, definitely have negative impacts upon our ubudiyah. Or, you know, we can listen to nature. We can listen to the recitation of the Quran. We can listen to our families, our friends, you know, provided that the things that are being said is halal and permissible, and they're not haram and prohibited. Or listening to recitation of du'as. All of these are positive aspects that we can use our ears, and they'll have a positive impact upon our ubudiyah. Our tongue is the same thing. We can say good things. We can read the Holy Quran. We can read du'as. We can make a person happy. We can stand up to an oppressor. We can protect the rights of the oppressed. All of this with our tongue. And on the other hand, we can lie, or we can backbite, or we can cheat, or we can remain silent in front of the crimes and that the oppressor commits, or stays silent in front of the blatant oppression that is being done to the oppressed and the downtrodden, and vice versa. Our eyes is the same thing, and our hands is the same thing, right? We can write verses of the Holy Quran, we can write articles, we can write in support of the oppressed, we can write in standing up to the oppressor, we can write good things. Or we can, you know, do bad things with our hands. So all of these parts of our body and our actions have positive and negative impacts. Negative impact will have a negative impact upon our ubudiyah, and the positive aspects will have a positive impact on ubudiyah. And this, dear friends, are the various actions, positive and negative aspects of each, and their relationship to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
لا إله سواه لا تخالطه الظنون ولا العيون تراه الله جل في علاه هو أنسي وملاذي أحتمي بحماه